March 28th, 1936, the day our legend was born. The celebration of Bill Gaither at 90, part two, starts now on Homecoming Radio. Welcome to a birthday celebration of William James Gaither. We couldn't fit all his friends in one room, but we have some bright lights and smiles sitting here. I'm Daniel Britton. Let me introduce them to you. They are Woody Wright.
Hey, friends. Hey, Woody.
Pat Barker.
Hello.
Gene McDonald.
Happy birthday.
Tori Taft.
Happy birthday.
Mark Bishop. Kevin Williams.
Hey, what's happening?
Lauren Talley.
Hello.
Bill would say his better side. At his side, Gloria Gaither.
Yay. Happy.
And, of course, now with a brand new title behind his name, welcome our favorite nonagenarian birthday boy.
Yeah.
Say it with me.
Bill Gaither!
Nonagenarian.
Hey, we've got a great way to start with Todd Settles of the Gaither Vocal Band.
Bill, I'm here at the weight room working out. And thought of you, crossed my mind. Somebody asked me about Bill Gaither. Is there anything that he's told you or taught you that you could stick to for the rest of your life? I guess they thought I was going to go into a spiritual aspect, some type of philosophy that you taught me. But I told him, I said, the best thing he ever taught me was never pass up an opportunity to use the bathroom. So I thank you for that, and happy birthday.
Listening to a celebration, 90 years of Bill Gaither on Homecoming Radio.
1936 was a year of monumental change with the rise of fascism and cultural shifts.
The year saw powerful moments, from the advocation to technical advances like the early rise of television.
In 36?
Yeah.
Gasoline was 19 cents per gallon.
Ooh.
And the average price of a new car was $715.
Yeah, I got one.
The good old days.
The first fully controllable helicopter took its first flight that summer.
Oh, my.
And the world's first daily television broadcast began from London, known as the BBC, after months of testing and lower quality programming, so we could actually say Bill brought us high definition.
Yeah, that was an interesting experiment.
Happy birthday, Bill Gaither. Oh. This is Mark Lowry wishing you another 90 years. You'll be 180.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope you have a wonderful 90th. Can't wait to be with you this year on the road a little bit here and there. And we're going to have a great year. Yeah. God bless you, Bill.
Sounds like Mark's in his bathroom.
Yeah.
So grateful that Mark could be there.
There's order and there's splendor and there's grandeur everywhere, on earth and in the universe and cosmos way out there. Now if in only 6 short days God made this all appear, just think what he's been up to for the last 10,000 years.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, all the things that God is now preparing for the saints that love the Lord.
I can't believe the change in me since Jesus Christ I've found. He renovated my whole world and turned my life around. Now if I've grown till I can't find the man I used to be, just think the possibility when he gets through with me.
Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, all the things that God is now preparing for the saints that love the Lord. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, all the things that God is now preparing for the saints that love the Lord. All the things that God is now preparing for the saints that love the Lord.
A Gaither song written over 50 years ago as we celebrate Bill Gaither's birthday today, with more still to come. The celebration continues. Bill Gaither at 90.
We were trying to get our songs going in the early 60s, and it was just hard to get everybody's attention. I finally got the Spears' attention.
Yeah.
Started writing some songs for them, and Jim Hill, God bless.
Oh, man.
If it hadn't been for Jim Hill, nobody had ever heard our songs, mm-hmm. I don't think. And then the Statesmen of Blackwoods were hearing them, and so that caught on, and then people said, we'd like to have the people who wrote those. Gloria and I were not singers. Danny was a singer. So we had to work everything around that, but they loved to hear us talk. And we had a preacher in Butler, Pennsylvania, who said, most of the groups who come in here, I tell them, why don't you sing more and talk less? In your case, why don't you sing less and talk more? true story. And so this singing and talking that we, and I'll never get those first records where she would do a reading.
Yeah.
She became the girl who did readings, you know. And there's something about that name and the church triumphant. The DJs would say when you get a new record, now which song does that woman do the readings on, you know? And so every song we usually had something where, you know, where she would read it.
I began to write songs so I'd have something to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I suppose nobody sang that any more beautifully than Danny did.
Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, but there's something about that name.
Jesus, the mere mention of his name can calm the storm, heal the broken, raise the dead. At the name of Jesus, I've seen sin-hardened men melted, derelicts transformed, the lights of hope put into the eyes of a hopeless child. At the name of Jesus, hatred and bitterness turn to love and forgiveness. Arguments cease. I've heard a mother softly breathe his name at the bedside of a child delirious from fever, and I've watched as that little body grew quiet and the fever brow cool. I've sat beside a dying saint, her body racked with pain, who in those final fleeting seconds summoned her last ounce of ebbing strength to whisper her sweetest name, Jesus, Jesus. Emperors have tried to destroy it. Philosophies have tried to stamp it out. Tyrants have tried to wash it from the face of the earth with the very blood of those who claimed it. Yet it still stands. And there shall be that final day when every voice that has ever uttered a sound, every voice of Adam's race, shall raise in one mighty chorus to proclaim the name of Jesus. For in that day, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is truly Lord. So you see, it was not mere chance that caused an angel one night long ago to say to a virgin maiden, his name shall be called Jesus. Jesus. Say it with me. Jesus. There is something. Something about that name.
Kings and kingdoms.
It's pretty awesome. Boy, what a great thing to do, spend our lives doing something that you do for nothing. And I've done it for nothing. And God's been good to us. And it created resources. And the good, it's a good thing about it, once it creates resources, then you can find ways to give it away.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, you talk about two blessed human beings.
That's the most fun of all, figuring out how to give.
I mean, we have lived five lifetimes in one life. And they've all been good. The Homecoming series was a good example.
And for that behind-the-scenes story of the Homecoming series, here's Eva May Lefever.
Well, we practiced about 2 hours to sing one song with Bill Gaither and his group.
Eva May.
We got that done. Then we had, they brought in food for us to eat.
Chicken.
Around 12 or 1 o'clock.
Chicken.
That day. And so we all went in there and everybody was eating up a storm. And I, for some reason, was not hungry.
Yeah. Let me tell you, I didn't eat lunch that day. I wasn't hungry.
Yeah.
That's unusual for me. You can look at me and tell I eat. But I decided I'd just go in. I went into the studio all by myself and sat there and was playing away. And I was the only one in there. Started playing the piano and somebody heard me and then they come. And when they did, we began to have a jam session.
Yeah.
So the man that had we only had one camera. The man that had the camera called Bill Gaither outside eating and says, they're doing some terrific stuff in here. Would you like for me to get all of it? And Bill Gaither said, sure, get everything that's going on. That's what started. Bill Gaither had no idea that it would turn out like it did.
She's totally right.
That was the first video that was ever made. Bill Gaither puts out money to keep this going. And so he's a good man, and he's a very honest man. And I do think he's just as anointed to do what he's doing as the preachers are that get up in the pulpit. When my husband died in 1979, I quit singing for several years. People didn't know, you know, where I was. I'd never sung without my husband hardly.
Yeah.
And it was a very hard time for me. But Bill Gaither brought Southern gospel music, me and many others back that people, you know, we hadn't sung in years.
Yeah.
So we're very grateful to him.
Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Oh, when I'm faithful.
neighbors are kind. I love them, everyone. We get along as sweet accord. But when my soul meets manna from above, where?
Hey, Bill, it's your favorite vocal band member. It's Wes, and I wanted to wish you a very happy 90th birthday. In all seriousness, I am beyond thankful for the years that I have had to learn from you, to sing with you, to get to really know you. It's really been one of the joys of my life, and I wish you 10 more. Let's do it.
You're listening to a celebration of 90 years. A Bill who? The radio. You know, people kid about Indiana and the weather is not the greatest at times. It gets very cold up here. And so the radio became, what's the word, honey? The radio became our...
I have it over here.
Ticket to the broader world, you know, and
Bill lived on the side of a railroad track, and you talk about when he was 9 or 10, he would watch that railroad track by his house that he then lived in, and he would think, I could get on that train, and I could go to Atlanta, Georgia, and I could, you know, and as a kid just sitting there saying, I could have, I could go there.
Yeah. I am very defensive about the South. And I'm a Yankee, you know, from Indiana. But Gloria knows this. I'm Southern in so many ways. Cracker Barrel is still my favorite. You know, that's it. You know, I love the food, and Mom was a Southern cook, and I love the music, the gospel music, and the country music. I can remember first hearing, you know, Hank Williams, you know, doing "I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry," and all that stuff. And I'm a product of that. You know, it's a mixture of all that. Then I went to college and heard classical music. I went, ooh, there's some other people write songs too, right? You know,
and you were also into black gospel early on.
And I've had black gospel, I've had black friends in my house, and they look at my library and they say, man, you knew a little bit about black gospel too, right? Because I had so many of the things. In fact, I kidded Bishop Jakes, when we did a video with him, they were singing, I thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And he said, where'd that come from? I said, Bishop, tell me you know that, where that, he said, I never heard that.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I said, you have neglected your black gospel music heritage. Because that comes from Matty Moss Clark in Detroit. So I was all over the place culturally. But you are right. I looked at that train, and I finally, in 1953, got on a train from Anderson and went all the way to Dallas, Texas. Wow. Jimmy Grishin picked me up. He worked in a warehouse and sang in one of the quartets. And for 3 weeks, I was at the Stamps School of Music with 600 kids who knew how to sing harmony.
How old were you, 17?
I would have been 17. And I came back the following year, two terms, 53 and 54.
Two terms.
Yeah.
That would be Truman and Eisenhower. Yeah. For you listening. Two terms.
But so many life-changing things for me. And, of course, meeting Gloria And I was not, I was 27. I was not looking. I was enjoying a single life. And I met this sweet lady, and something inside of me said, if you let her get away, you're going to be sorry. And I listened to that voice.
Some Plus days you wish you had.
No!
Honestly, the song, I heard it first on the radio. Yeah. I wrote because of hearing Bill's story. And of all the song, the lyrics I've ever written, that one was one of the hardest because I had to take all the titles of those songs and turn them into a story and poetry to fix music. But that was my tribute to his love growing up of the radio.
That's good. Wow.
I still love that song.
I do too.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, and I heard it first on the radio. This love of God, so rich and strong, shall be the saints and angels' song. And I heard it first on the radio. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. The lost and lonely can be found. And grace can even save a wretch like me. And when it
What an appropriate way to close down a celebration of Bill Gaither at 90 here on Homecoming Radio. And as we do close, a blessing for you, Bill, borrowing some language from Isaiah 58. May God make your joy full as you have shown great generosity, giving yourself to glow in the darkness, helping us all to shine in the sunlight of God's love. We bless you in your full life to be like a well-watered garden, a gurgling spring that never runs dry, as you continue to use the old rubble of past lives to build anew and rebuild the foundations from the call of coming home. Yes, restoring, rebuilding, reinventing, and renovating to remind us all that life again is worth the living.
And I heard it first on the radio.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.